Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I want to continue to talk about this concept of a commodity. I started talking to you about it earlier in the month. And if you remember, I said that everything you sell is a commodity. And I wonder how many of you agreed with me about that or disagree with me about that, because you probably don't think of it like that. You look around your shop and you see all these cool things that you own, these cool things that you bought. You've maybe even made some of them yourself. It's your own recipe. If you have a restaurant or whatever it is, you look around and you think, you know what, these are commodities. You can't get this stuff anywhere else. Well, see, what you got to realize is it's not that what you know, maybe what you have is a little bit unique. But it's just another alternative. It's a unique alternative to other things. If you've got a great recipe for some kind of food in your restaurant, okay, maybe nobody else cooks a hamburger the way you cook a hamburger, but it's still just a hamburger. And so people, maybe they would rather have a hot dog or a pizza or fried chicken or something else. It's still just, in those terms, it's a commodity. And you have increased pressure, unlike ever before in the marketplace, from other companies on Main Street and in cyberspace. You have increased competition like you've never had before, and the healthiest way for you to think about how to compete, how to differentiate yourself from all the other competitors, is to take a hard, jaundiced-eyed look at what you sell and realize why people really do business with you. One of my favorite quotes, probably the best quote I could come up with to make my point, was Ray Kroc, who was the founder of the McDonald's hamburger empire. Now, he didn't invent the McDonald's concept. That was invented by a couple of brothers out of Chicago who came up with the idea. And I actually, back as a little kid, I actually used to go in one of those original McDonald's places. But he saw the idea and he realized, hey, we're onto something here. These guys are onto something. We could take this and we could go national with this. We could franchise this all across the country. And as you know, that the rest is history. But here's what Ray Kroc said one time. He said, "We don't sell food, we sell fuel." Now remember, he was saying this at a time, he said that at a time when McDonald's was not only making a lot of money for the corporation, but was making a lot of money for the franchisees. I mean, there are millionaires in the United States right now, many millionaires, who started out as franchisees for McDonald's hamburger chain. And so as much as they loved their menu, and as much as they protected and defended their brand, and you know, they had their great French fries that they had, the only French fries that you could literally, back in the day, folks, you could watch them peel the potatoes, cut the Irish potatoes, the Idaho potatoes, I guess they were big, great big white potatoes. I never forget it. You could watch them peel them. You could watch them slicing them up. You could watch them pop these fresh potatoes into a fryer and make the best French fries you've ever had in your life. They were the best French fries in the world. And in those days, they had a fish sandwich that would knock you for a loop. The best fish sandwich in the world. And at that moment, Ray Kroc said, "We're not selling food, we're selling fuel." And so here's what he knew. He knew that the key to their success was not their hamburger or their fries or their fish sandwich. It was getting people in and out quickly with good food. Now, people wouldn't come back if the food wasn't good. They wanted the commodity to be a good commodity. They wanted that the thing that they sold. It had to be okay. It had to be acceptable. But in those days, Ray Kroc knew that the key to his success, the unique part about McDonald's, the differentiator between his soybean and somebody else's soybean, was not the food. It was the fact that they got people in and out quickly. Because people were on the go. He could tell that America was moving faster than ever before. He could tell that people were valued their, they were beginning to value their time more than their money. He could see that. This was a smart man. He was a visionary. He could see that, and he said, we're not selling food, we're selling fuel, and people are moving through their day. They need something to eat. They need to fuel their body. We're warm-blooded mammals. That means we have to eat on a regular basis, and we need to do it and while we're moving. And so, therefore, that's how, why he came up with the, with that quote. He came up with that statement. We don't sell food, we sell fuel. Now, that wasn't widely published because he probably didn't want it. He didn't want, you know, he wanted people to think that, that his food was the best, right? But the thing that attracted, and I'll tell you something else, folks. Even today, when I'm on the road, and I have several options, maybe I like the Whopper better than I like the Big Mac, let's just say. But if I want to get in and out quickly, if I want to be in a line, a drive-through line at a hamburger place, and feel like that line is moving so it doesn't take me very long, even if I don't want a hamburger at McDonald's, I'll go to McDonald's. You know why? Because if there's one thing that they do at McDonald's, they move you through that line quickly. So they've got this wonderful menu. They've got this wonderful thing that they have there. All this food is that, you know, that they're so proud of, right? It's a 60-year-old process that they've been going through. Why did I go to McDonald's? Not for the food, for the speed. That's what I went back for. That my experience with them, not the food. They're not selling food. They're selling fuel, and they move it quickly. And so think about this, folks. Use that as an example. Your products that you sell, the service that you offer, is still a commodity, as I've said before. Think about the experience customers have with you. That's why people come back. They may come to you first for your French fries or your hamburger, but they come back for the experience. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.